This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. The Huron River is in the midst of a renaissance, and throughout the watershed, efforts are underway to turn communities toward the water, revitalize the economies of river communities, all with an eye towards even greater water protections. Part of that conversation is whether there's a need for existing dams. In Ypsilanti, the conversation is focused on the old Peninsular Paper Dam. Advocates of dam removal say it's going to revitalize the Peninsular Park area, making it better for the economy, for recreation, and for water quality. My guest today is the Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council, and I'd like to thank you for your time today, Laura Rubin.
Oh, thanks for having me, David.
Well, Laura, as you are well aware, Michigan dam engineers have classified that old Peninsular Paper Dam as a high hazard for downstream communities should there be a breach. Now, when I say high hazard, perhaps you can better explain what that means.
Usually dams that are in urban areas and that have aged tend to be high hazard. So if there is a breach there, you're more in an urban area and you have the potential of flooding businesses and residents downstream. So they place a greater emphasis, they do a little bit more oversight and permitting on those types of dams.
In this particular case of the Peninsular Paper Dam, is there any indication that the routine maintenance it undergoes is not enough and that a breach is actually possible now or in the near future?
I wouldn't say it's immediate, but, you know, we have a history in this state of having a lot of dams. I think we have over a few thousand of them. We definitely in the Huron have over 100, and most of them have reached their typical life of a dam. They were mostly built around late 1800s, early 1900s. Dams usually last about 50 to 80 years, and then they start requiring a lot of repair. Just like our roads and our sewers and things like that, we're really facing an infrastructure challenge with dams.
And this one really, truly is old. First constructed in 1867, failed in 1918, rebuilt in 1920. It was a hydroelectric power generator, and that is no longer the case. Why, in your opinion, is it no longer a viable objective that when the Peninsular Paper Company donated the dam to the city and the park, that it was going to be reactivated as a hydroelectric generator?
Yeah, we took a couple of years to really look at hydropower would work. But, you know, across Michigan, we have numerous examples of communities who have looked at reinstalling hydropower, and it just doesn't pay. You know, right now with natural gas being very low, low head hydro, which, you know, is a 30 feet or less drop, you just can't make the numbers work. You know, the big dam removals going on right now up in the Boardman River in Traverse City, they have 30-foot drops, and they still can't make hydro work from a benefit-cost analysis. Ann Arbor looked at it. Numerous communities look at it as a source of revenue, but the numbers just don't work.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Laura Rubin, and Laura is the Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council. Now, earlier this year, Laura, Ypsilanti City Council agreed to pay 50% of the cost for a feasibility study on removal of the dam. Your organization has agreed to cover the other 50% of the cost. What kind of timeline are we on?
We're hoping to get the feasibility study completed within the next couple months so that the city can make this decision and look at both options in the fall. Hopefully around September, October, they'll have a study that will say this will be how much it will cost, this is what the river would look like, et cetera. And then they know the cost that they need to put into maintenance. They're facing anywhere from about $800,000 to $1 million on maintenance in the next couple of years. And then, you know, that's maintenance going into the future also.
Which seems unfeasible in a feasibility study.
That's a big cost for the city of Ypsi, you know, with all of that, the issues that they're facing, adding $1 million in the next couple of years on maintenance is large. You know, the other thing that makes dam removal attractive is there's a lot of federal funding and state funding for dam removal. It's a big river restoration bang for your buck. You know, if residents have been up to Dexter, you know, you see there what dam removal can do in terms of restoring and improving water quality and habitat. So the state has some funds. Last year they had about $6.9 million that the city of Ypsi became aware of. And the federal funds, there's a lot of money for dam removal.
Now, you say that, but all direction at the state level in the proposed budget, at the federal level in the proposed budget, is reeling back in environmental protection, grant funding, for particularly for the environment and for water. So my question is this. You say there's a lot of money there, but is there really a lot of money there?
Well, David, I wish I could see into my crystal ball, but what we know now is the state money came out of infrastructure funding, and that has not been threatened to date. That money has been increasing. It started off at $3 million, and as I said, this past year it was $6.9 million. And that was Governor Snyder's infrastructure plan, so that seems to be pretty safe at this point. Great Lakes Restoration Initiative money, it's hard to say. The proposed budget cut that completely, but there's been a bipartisan support to maintain Great Lakes Restoration Initiative funding, and it continues to be there at least through the interim budget also.
So you kind of outlined the cost of what it would mean to the city of Ypsilanti to maintain and take care of this dam moving forward. But do you have any anecdotal evidence of what it would cost for dam removal?
Yeah, there's, you know, at this point, every major river in Michigan has had a dam out. So we start to get some sense of it. In the village of Dexter, or the city of Dexter, that was about $300,000, but that was off of the main stem. When you look at this size of a dam on the main stem, the costs come where I would say plus or minus, around $1 million.
Okay, with that in mind, that is a one-time, shorter-term cost, and obviously the maintenance issues go away. But what does it do to the river itself? What are the potential ramifications of a more free-flowing river?
One, it will definitely improve water quality and habitat. It allows for the movement of fish. That stretch of the river historically had a very healthy population of smallmouth bass, and there's a lot of angling and fishing that goes on at Penn Park and downstream. Definitely improve water quality. We have water quality problems, especially at Ford Lake, with excessive nutrients and phosphorus. The river itself will narrow in its width right there. You'll get some rapids back, so we'd have some nice paddling. We'd love to see a canoe and kayaking livery right there.
Is any of that or all of that already in place should the dam be removed? Is that something that can be considered in making the decision?
That is part of the visuals that we have tried to present. In presenting an alternative option, I think most people think when you remove a dam, you get a stinky pond with a lot of muck and weeds. We present an image where you have a restored powerhouse. It's reused as a restaurant on the river. You have a canoe and kayak livery. You have active fishing, and you have nice trails. And again, we have a great example in Dexter where they've been able to restore brown trout in that creek. They have trails up and down. They have fishing piers. It's really become a great asset to the community. And we're hoping that this kind of project could be a spark for economic revitalization in the city of Ypsi and for EMU.
Well, as you mentioned, there are more than 100 dams along the Huron River. And if this one goes away, will there be efforts on behalf of the Huron River Watershed Council to remove the rest of the dams?
The rest of them is a big task, but yes, we are working with the village of Pinckney. They have a couple dams that they're looking at, and a couple of other communities. We've done a prioritization scheme, but also it really depends on where there's a pressing maintenance need or where a community really is engaged on this issue. So we are working with three other dam owners and operators at this point, trying to do those same feasibility studies to tee them up for removal funds if that's the direction they want to go.
And very quickly, paint me a picture, if you can, of what the Huron River would look like without any dams anywhere along its stretch.
I always say a river's function is to move water and sediment. And dams stop that, and they change the flow, and they change the composition and the habitat. So we have many stretches of the Huron. If you go upstream of Ann Arbor in that natural river section around Hudson Mills and Dexter Huron and Delhi, That is a more natural river section. It's narrower. It's got some more coverage from the trees. It's got very healthy habitat, a very healthy fisheries, and it encourages a lot of active recreation. And with that, again, you know, we can have liveries and restaurants and active use of our river.
Laura, I'd like to thank you very much for your time today. Much appreciated.
Oh, thank you, David.
That is Laura Rubin, Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.